Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always need you. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Dennis Miller, and I want to start out by thanking Marilyn Smith for asking me to do this portion of Rocking Around the Track. And today we are going to be celebrating some of the artists who have captured their music live on CD or record, as the case may be, for us to enjoy. We started off there with, of course, the Beatles, and their very first American appearance was on the Ed Sullivan Show in January of 1964, a show which, of course, was originally seen on TV and was later captured on record. That particular performance was, anyway. It's always been of particular interest to me that somebody who Americans had never seen before, had only heard about, could generate so much interest. But as you can tell from listening to that song, the audience was very, very, very involved in the Beatles' performance. And, of course, they would go on to a stellar recording career and also became one of the top live acts of the 60s. In fact, Beatlemania, when it was at its peak, would cause John, Paul, George, and Ringo to simply, when they were in concert, they would simply play their instruments. They would not sing because the crowds were so loud that they were not able to hear themselves singing and therefore weren't able to stay in tune. So they would just simply play their instruments, and the crowd did not seem to mind at all. So we are going to celebrate some of the artists who have given us live music to listen to over the years. Back in the 60s and 70s and even into the 80s, live albums were very popular, and they have become less popular in today's modern music world, but they are still released occasionally. When an artist released a live recording, they would sometimes just simply capture a concert on record that would be like any normal concert that they would perform, and other times they would make a special event out of it, or even in some cases, as seems to be the norm today, they will just simply be clips of live performances. Back in 1968, when Elvis made his return to live performance after taking some time off and kind of rebuilt his career, he did a long series of shows in Las Vegas that were later captured and released on record and have recently been released as a 4-CD boxed set. This captures Elvis towards the end of his career, where he would take a lot of liberties with his songs and would oftentimes perform them differently than they were originally recorded, and it being Vegas, he would have a larger band behind him than he might normally have in the studio. So let's take a listen now to Elvis as he performs one of his last number one songs shortly before it would be released to radio stations here in America. It was performed in a sold-out show in the International Hotel in Las Vegas.
A new song that I just recorded and recently, ladies and gentlemen, it should be out within a week or two. I hope you like it. It's called Suspicious Minds. Get it out.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying, we can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stop by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, oh, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. Won't let our love survive. Oh, no. Oh, dry the tears from your eyes. Let's don't let a good thing die. Oh, no. You know I've never lied to you. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying, oh, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out. Because I love you too much. Caught in a trap. Oh, don't you know, caught in a trap.
I can't walk out because I love it too much, baby. Too much, baby. But don't you know, caught in a trap, I can't walk out because I love it too much, baby. I can't walk because I love you too much, baby. Can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Occasionally, a song will become a concert favorite and over time builds up a sort of almost kind of a cult following, and that is certainly the case with this next song that we're going to feature. Neil Diamond is a man who puts on phenomenal live shows and has been at it obviously for a very long time and has perfected his stage show to almost an art form, and he's an amazing, amazing person to see live. In the case of one of his songs, a song titled Sweet Caroline, the version as it was originally recorded, one of his very first hits, was a minor hit for him, which he continued to perform live, and over time, that song kind of took on a life of its own, and you will be able to tell from listening to the live version of the song what I'm referring to. Let's start off by hearing a short clip of the song the way it was originally recorded in the studio, and we will immediately follow that with the live version of Sweet Caroline, and you can note the difference that the song has undergone over time.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer, but never believed you'd come along. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Touching me.
This next song we're going to feature has an interesting story behind it. The song was originally recorded on an album by Elton John back in 1976, and the song achieved very minimal chart success. It did hit the top 40, but it did not chart very high, and it was not one of Elton John's big hits back in the 70s by any stretch of the imagination. Back in the early 90s, Elton John did a recording of a concert that he had done in Melbourne, Australia, and released it as a live disc. And he did this song as part of that concert, and for whatever reason, the record company chose to release it as a single, and the song that had in 1976 only achieved very minimal chart success would go all the way to number one and become one of Elton John's biggest hits in his career. Here's Elton John with the live recorded version of Candle in the Wind.
Goodbye, Norma Jean, though I never knew at all, I've had the grace to hold yourself and those around you call. You crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They said you are the treadmill and they made you change your name. Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. I would have liked to have known you, but I was just a key. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Toughest role you ever played. Hollywood created a superstar, fame with a price you pay. Even when you die, oh, the press still hounded you. All the papers had to say was that Marilyn was found in the news. Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. I would have liked to have known you, but I was just a key. The candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Hold yourself when those around you call. Goodbye, Norma Jean, from a young man in the 22nd row. We see you as something more than sexy, more than just down Marilyn Monroe. Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing just a key. Candle burned out long before the legend ever did. I would have liked to have known you, well, but I was just a key. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did.
Thank you. Occasionally, an artist will perform a song as part of a live recording that becomes a hit all on its own, having never been recorded in the studio by that artist. And we are going to listen to a couple of examples of that. The first song we are going to hear is from an outstanding, in my view, live recording from Bob Seger. And this was a hit that was a top 10 hit for Mr. Seger back in 1982 or 83, somewhere in there. And it was performed as part of this concert, and it had never been performed by Bob Seger before and was not part of any of his studio recordings.
Feel funky tonight? Oh yeah. Ooh. Oh yeah. It's an old Memphis song. Old Memphis song. It says, I used to smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. It was the hardest thing to put them away. Changes that you put me through. Trying to live my life without you, man. It's the hardest thing I'll ever do. Trying to forget the love we once shared. Yeah. It's the hardest burden I'll ever bear.
The Eagles were one of the most prolific chart-topping rock bands of the 70s and also had a very successful, very popular concert career. As the 1980s dawned, the Eagles were preparing to break up, but before they did, they released a live album that consisted almost entirely of some of their biggest hits, except for one, which they performed for the first time that night in concert, having never recorded it in the studio. It would later go on to be recorded by many artists, including Ricochet, Dolly Parton, and Alan Jackson, among others. But here is the original version of that song as performed by the Eagles as part of their final concert appearance in Santa Monica, California.
This is a song that we learned from a fellow named Steve Young who lived in San Diego. This is called Seven Bridges Road. I hope you like this.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the Seven Bridges Road. Now I have loved you like a baby. Like some lonesome child, and I have loved you in a tame way, and I have loved you. Seven Bridges Road. There are stars in the southern sky, and if ever you decide you should go, a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the Seven Bridges Road.
At the time of the Eagles' breakup, they stated that they would get back together when hell freezes over. And in the mid-90s, I believe around 1996, hell would, in fact, freeze over. And the Eagles got back together and released a CD containing four new songs and acoustical versions of some of their most famous hits. And they would also have a very successful MTV Unplugged special based upon that concert, and the Eagles would go on to tour successfully for several years on into the new millennium, and will still occasionally perform, getting very, very high ticket prices whenever they do. Back in 1978, a struggling rock band from Rockford, Illinois, was trying to get a foothold in a ever-expanding American music scene. All the artists that I have featured here so far today have been established stars when they released their live CDs. However, in the case of this next band, they were trying to make a splash in the American music scene, so they went to Japan, where they were very popular, and recorded a concert at Budokan Hall in Tokyo, Japan. And this concert and the song that I'm about to play would launch their career in America, and they would have a very successful career throughout the late 70s and on into and through the 80s. Here's Cheap Trick with their very first American chart single.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I love
Well, that's going to do it for my portion of Rocking Around the Track. Again, I want to thank Marilyn Smith for giving me the opportunity to put this program together for everyone, and I hope everybody has enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again on down the line. Stay well, be happy, keep on rocking, and we'll see you on down the line. Bye-bye, everybody.